So we've gotten most of the protocol out of the way in terms of the meditation. Now it's time for the fun stuff to begin in terms of discussing a little bit about how we're going to do some specific skills during the meditation. Those skills being out-of-body experiences, astral projection, remote viewing, lucid dreaming, and anything else we can think of while we're there. And this is probably going to be the most thorough section that we go into because we're going to give you a lot of different options in terms of methods to use in order to achieve some of these concepts. These are what I would consider advanced concepts because it's not something that you just do. Although there are people that I've spoken to over the years that have been remote viewing for years. They've had out-of-body experiences. They've been able to astral project, lucid dreaming. And so they're what I would consider natural. There's going to be naturals in every area of life, and this area is no different. Obviously, we find people that are psychic naturally as well. It's just a matter of taking those concepts and enhancing them so that we can do it. I believe anyone can learn these skills, although I do believe that it is a scale of where you're at, and a lot of it has to do with your mental focus. A lot of it has to do with your ability to believe. A lot of it has to do with your ability to let go of what's happening. A lot of the things we're going to talk about are things that in a lot of times just happen. You know, we're in a meditation and all of a sudden one of them happens. We see something, we go somewhere, we feel something unique, and it wasn't even something we tried. But a lot of times that's the way the body works. When you're least thinking about it, it will do what you want it to do. And so I'm going to do the best I can in order to describe some of these things, some of these techniques, concepts. And what I want you to really do is concentrate in this area right here. This is going to have probably the most meat in terms of the concepts. And it's going to provide you all of the information you need in order to do the skills we're talking about. Obviously, you could probably find courses out there that can spend hours upon hours describing all of these different situations, and that's how people make money. They have a seminar, they have a weekly or a weekend seminar, they teach these concepts. I'm going to break everything down for you to its easiest point of reference so that you can do it. It doesn't mean that the first time you do it, it's going to happen. What it does mean, though, if you take these concepts and work with them, you're absolutely going to get good results at some point in the future. And of course, you can always give me a call and ask questions or send me an email. We can discuss how to get it to work better for you. First thing I want to talk about is third eye focusing. Many people that study meditative practices become aware of the third eye. There's many different names for it. I'm not going to get into all of that. We'll just refer to it as the third eye or the pineal gland. And actually, the third eye, which is the area between your eyebrows, it's considered a psychic center of your body. It actually is a psychic center of your body. It's where your visions come from. It's where a lot of your intuition comes from. And there definitely is a way in order to open that up. I discussed on one of the other CDs that, it's kind of a double-edged sword opening up the third eye. Enlightenment is a great thing, although sometimes when you open it up, you invite some things in that might be a little bit difficult for you to understand what's going on. Depending upon your religious background, some religions absolutely embrace the concept of the third eye, whereas others would probably look at it as some type of witchcraft or some type of occult practice. And it's really not an occult practice. It's a practice that will work if you work it. And see, what happens a lot of times is people look at concepts like this, and because they don't understand it or because they can't do it, they dismiss it as something that is negative, something that is from the dark side, and those types of things, which is totally false. But by the same token, there are people that use these skills that are doing it from the right side, you know, doing it, you know, the way God would want you to do it. And then, of course, there's other people that are doing it on the dark side that are doing it probably with the aid and enlistment of evil spirits and doing things to hurt people more so than to help people. So the third eye is actually directly connected to the pineal gland. The pineal gland is actually in the center of your head. If you look where your third eye is, and you look where in the, it took it into the center of your head, that's where your pineal gland is. And so the exercise that we're going to do as far as focusing is going to be designed to focus not only on the third eye, which is the one that most people talk about, but it's also going to focus on the actual pineal gland that's inside the head. It's going to take a little more practice in order to get that done. And so I want you to learn how to start to gradually open up the third eye. And I want to tell you this, that it's something that is that could take a while. I mean, mine's open and closed. Mine's open and closed. Mine would open for a period of time and then close, and yours may be the same. Having your third eye open does not mean that you will always be able to remote view. It also, by the same token, if the third eye closes for a period of time, doesn't mean that you won't be able to remote view. A lot of people would disagree with that, but I have individuals and myself have done it in different ways. So again, we want to talk about that. Although we're going to be using the third eye as a focus point during the meditations. And one of the things that we're going to do is we want to get into a relaxed meditative position. We want to use the relaxation methods that we're talking about to calm the body down, still the mind by deep breathing. And we're going to close our eyes. And we're going to start to feel the third eye area and start to view into that third eye area. It's going to be like a swirl of colors. It could be just pitch black. But sometimes when you see something that's pitch black, what you want to do is you want to dive into it deeper. You want to stay focused on that blackness and see if there's anything else that you can see. And sometimes it's almost to the point where you take that concentration and jam it into that area. It sometimes is difficult to describe, but that's what you have to do. You have to take all of your concentration and put it in that one focal point, which is the third eye. That's one way to do it. The other way to do it is just to relax down, get the body totally relaxed, and just picture and feel the third eye opening. Really relaxed. Maybe feeling a vibration there with the energy. If you're good at moving energy, if you can feel your energy, like we talked about in some of the other sections, if you can feel the energy, then I want you to start taking the energy and swirling it in that third eye area. But even more important in the third eye area, I want you to take the energy from the third eye, which is the physical part on your head, and I want you to just dip it back, straight back into the interior of your head, because that's where the pineal gland is. I want you to be able to start to exercise not only the third eye point, which is in between the eyebrows, but the pineal gland, because the pineal gland obviously is the gland that is going to open up that third eye perspective. So if you just focus on one and not the other, it's not going to work as well. Now, most people will say the pineal gland is the third eye, but in essence, it's really not. It's connected that way, but if you focus on both, which is the one in the center of the head and the actual third eye on the outside of the head and the inside of the head, you're going to get much better results than just focusing that way. And so when we talk about doing a third eye focusing, that is the way we're going to do it. It's either going to be that intense, just blazing into the dark, or just relaxing back and letting it open naturally. Like I said before, some people are going to open the third eye extremely easily, and it's only going to take them, they could open it the first time they do it. There's a lot of factors involved. It took me months, probably took me years to open it up, quite frankly, to where I actually had control over it. And the strange thing is that you don't really want to have it open probably that quick, because like I said, once you open it up, you will be opened up to a new world of opportunities and a new world of things that you might not be prepared for. It's kind of like opening a door. You open a door, and you might open one door, and there's a lot of cool things in there. There's a lot of great uplifting and, enlightening things. And then you open up another door, and there's a different type of enlightenment. It's dark. It's terrible. It's nasty. It's bad. And it's the kind of door you want to close right away. And the only way I can describe this is letting you know that when these instances happen to you, they will at first probably only happen for a couple seconds at a time, but that's all you'll need to see in order to freak you out. Because once you see something that's different than the reality that you currently know, it's going to change your perspective not only on what that is, but it's going to change your perspective in regards to how you react to it. At first, you know, it totally freaked me out. Nowadays, I can see stuff walking by or blazing by, and it doesn't affect me nearly as much as it did back when I first started many, many years ago. You're going to have that same attitude that as you start to see things, it's a process of the third eye opening. But even more so, it's a process of you becoming more and more sensitive to all of the energies that are around you. It's not, you know, it can be specific to the third eye, but it also can be specific to the fact that your energy body is just starting to adapt and you're starting to get to a new level of pressure, which allows you to see a little greater out there in terms of what's out there in the different planes of existence and things of that nature. I know that sounds kind of strange, and many of you were, you know, a lot of people say to me, well, hey, what is this plane? What is that plane? And I got to tell you, I don't know. Okay, I don't know where all these places. I've been to some strange places. I don't know where they are. I just know I've been there. I've seen, you know, different entities and things that I can't really describe. I don't know where they come from. I don't know where they go. But I just know that I've seen them. And, you know, it is kind of strange. Now, I have some of my friends that are extremely good at some of these areas that have actually conversed with some of these things, and they probably have a little more material to talk about there. But most of those discussions are discussed in confidence, and people like people that see and may actually deal with things like that are not going to go into a Full Tilt Boogie and explain it, because people are not ready for that type of conversation, and usually get you sent to the mental institution pretty quick, which we certainly don't want to do. So in focusing on the third eye, it's the belief factor that's the biggest, and it's letting go, letting it open up, and realizing that when you do open it up, it's going to be it's somewhat of a Pandora's box. It could be good. Your first experience could be good, and your first experience could be, you know, really bizarre and strange to the point where you never want to go there again. So keep that in mind as you're doing the third eye focusing.